This Finding Hidden Treasure minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. The following is an excerpt from Chapter 3 of The Benefit of Christ Crucified, written by Don Benedetto, a Benedictine monk. It was published in Venice in the year 1543, during the period of the initial impact of the Protestant Reformation. Let us then, most dearly beloved brethren, follow not the foolish opinion of the bewitched Galatians, but the truth that St. Paul teaches, and let us give all the praise of our justification to the mercy of God, and the merits of his Son, who with his blood has delivered us from the dominion or danger of the law, from the tyranny of sin, and from death, and has conducted us into the kingdom of God by giving to us eternal felicity. I say he has delivered us from the dominion of the law, for he has given unto us his Spirit that shows us all truth, and he has made perfect satisfaction for us to the law, and has given the same satisfaction to all his members, that is to say, to all true Christians, so that they may safely come to the judgment seat of God, being clothed with the righteousness of Christ, and delivered by him from the curse of the law, which cannot any more accuse or condemn us, nor any more stir up our affections and appetites, nor augment sin in us. And therefore, says St. Paul, the handwriting that was against us was cancelled by Christ, and disannulled in the wooden cross, our Christ having delivered us from the dominion of the law. Consequently, he has delivered us from the tyranny of sin and death, which cannot hold us any more oppressed, being overcome first of Christ by his resurrection, and then consequently of us, that be his members, in such a way that we may say with St. Paul and with the prophet Hosea, death is overcome and destroyed. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is your victory? The sting of death and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be given to God, who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is that most happy seed which has trodden down the head of the most venomous serpent, that is to say, the devil. And therefore, all those that believe in Christ, putting all their hope and confidence in his mercy, overcome with Christ sin, death, the devil, and hell. This is that blessed seed of Abraham, in which God did promise to bless all nations. Every man ought to have trodden down severally that horrible serpent, and to have delivered himself from the malediction or curse. But that enterprise was so great that the force or power of the whole world gathered together was not sufficient to bear it. Our God, then being the Father of all mercy, moved with compassion of our miseries, gave us his only begotten Son, who has delivered us from the venom of the serpent, and has made our blessing and justification. Let us embrace, most dearly beloved brethren, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Let us make it ours through faith. Let us have a sure confidence to be righteous, not by our own works, but by the merits of Christ, and let us live with quiet conscience toward God, and with assured trust that the righteousness of Christ annihilates all our unrighteousness, and makes us righteous and holy in the sight of God, who, since he sees us made by faith one body in his Son, does not now any more take us as the children of Adam, but as his children, and makes us heirs with his own legitimate Son of all his riches. This minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. Like us on Facebook at Restoring the Core. Email your comments to us at mail@restoringthecore.com. Thank you for listening.